Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing.
And Bubba Wallace.
You know what's the worst part of a race? A rain delay.
Sitting around, waiting for the track to dry, is dull.
But instead of waiting, we hang out with Chumba Casino.
Social casino slots, bingo, solitaire, plenty of fun to keep us entertained.
So why let a rain delay slow you down? Play now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Queen Carvania stood haloed by the morning sun. An army hung on her every word.
My champions, I have sold my chariot on Carvana. 'Twas a lovely SUV, an inexplicably queenly offer. They're even coming to the castle to collect it. Tonight, we feast.
An offer you can feast on. Sell your car today on Carvana. Pickup fees may apply.
Ready to go
on the Fan,
New York Sports Radio.
Mike's on, Mike's on.
He'll get you the sports any way that he can. It's Mike Francesa
on the Fan. Sports Radio 66 and 101.9 FM WFAN.
From the studios of WFAN, this is Mike's On, Francesa on the Fan on this Monday, the 20th day of November, as we move into a Thanksgiving week, abbreviated schedules for everybody, and that includes the quarterback of the football Giants. So we will begin the program with him since we have a different schedule, and he does too this week, and they have a game Thursday night. The Eli Manning Report is brought to you by Toyota. Kick off the season with great deals from Toyota, the official vehicle of the New York Giants. By Town Fair Tire, nobody beats Town Fair Tire, nobody. By Wendy's, the official hamburger restaurant of the New York Giants. By Agera Energy, the Tri-State's premier electricity and natural gas supplier. Visit agerafan.com for a hassle-free quote. And by the First National Bank of Long Island, the bank where everyone knows your name, member FDIC. As he said, the quarterback of the football Giants is Eli Manning. Eli, welcome. How are you?
I'm doing great, Mike. How are you?
All right, Eli. First time in a while after a victorious Sunday, so I'm sure you slept a little better last night.
Yeah, no doubt. It was good, and you know, great environment for the game. Great locker room afterwards. Everybody was excited, and you know, as I said, you know, we've been working hard. We've been putting in the right amount of work and been playing hard, and you know, I think we've just stayed committed to doing that, and eventually we knew it'd pay off and get us a win, and we just got to keep doing that.
Reports that you addressed your team yesterday before the game. Can you share with us what you said to them?
Yeah, I mean, every game coach calls out someone just to give a little talk right before the kickoff, and just you know, just said, hey, we got to have great energy on the sidelines, you know, throughout the whole game. We got to finish in the fourth quarter, and just said, hey, we've been all week. We've been prepared. We've been working. We've done all the hard part of the week is over. This is the fun part. Let's go play the game. Let's get a win. Let's enjoy this and be able to celebrate and be rewarded for our hard work, and that we were.
Eli, I've talked many times when I compare quarterbacks about the idea of playing in the Northeast and not having every home game in sunshine or in a dome. Yesterday, the perfect example. That win was rough. I mean, you could tell it was very tough on Alex Smith, who came in with one interception on the season. How tough was it yesterday throwing the ball?
There was definitely some wind throwing, and you know, you just wanted to stay away from certain types of throws. Anything where you had to put a little touch on it or try to throw it over guys, you know, was going to be dangerous. Just all of a sudden, those are the ones that wind, you know, can take. It can either drop it or make it float and go high. So, you know, I thought, you know, I'd be careful throwing go balls or being just a little late on some throws, you know, especially down the field where that wind could make it, you know, get a hold of it. And so you just had to be conscious of that, and obviously, you know, played in a bunch of those games and understand there's certain throws you just don't want to try to be late to anything. You gotta, you know, be committed to it, see the lanes and put it on them. So I thought we played smart. you know, didn't put any balls in risk of being intercepted, you know, and you know, he knew it was going to be maybe a low scoring game, just a patient game, and don't make anything easy on their offense and give them any turnovers.
Now, you came out on fire. You hit your first five. You were driving. Now, both teams went on one drive where they were rolling to the option pass. Neither worked. Both resulted in interceptions. I don't have a problem with it because, hey, you know what? When they work, everyone loves them. When they don't work, everyone gets on them. That's the way it works. But, you know, neither one worked yesterday. But you came out, and on that first drive, you were really were lighting it up, and everything was going. I mean, there were a bunch of drops yesterday. There was one screen pass where if you connected, it would have been a touchdown. I mean, just even for the receivers to even watch the ball into their hands yesterday was something they had to do.
Yeah, you know, it's just it's tough, and we practice in it, but still, you know, that ball is just going to move a little bit. Just right, you know, if you take your eye off it for a second, it just you know, just moves just enough where you know, it's not to be where you think it is. It hits you in the wrong part of the hands, and you can't hold on to it. So you know, that's just part of it. And you know, I'm going to have some bad throws in those type of games, and there's going to be some drops. So you got to stay patient. If you get, you know, some third and long, you just got to be careful making certain throws. Don't do anything that's risky. There's probably a couple, you know, go routes and different things I didn't throw or didn't want to commit to. You know, trying to find things underneath or go through my progression just because of the win.
Now, yesterday you played without your three top wide receivers. Shepard wasn't there. The other guys are long gone. And you got something out of Lewis, obviously, and got something out of King. So you got six big catches out of them in big spots in the game.
Yeah, and that's what we need. You know, we need those guys to step up. And I think, you know, obviously Roger had the huge one at the end of the game. He had a couple other nice ones throughout the course. So, you know, we gotta rely on all those guys, everybody, to make plays. And you know, it was a little bit of a shock. You know, Shepard, you know, practiced all week, and then, you know, really a game time decision not to play. So you know, guys are gonna have to switch around, and we gotta, you know, guys have to, you know, fill in some spots. But I thought, you know, Travis Rudolph did some good things, and you know, on the first drive had a nice catch. So you know, everybody's got to be ready to, you know, get in there and make some plays for us.
Was that play on fourth down? Now, I understand why you guys went. First of all, you're trying to win the game. Number two, it would have been a long kick. They're coming. Was it an adjustment, Eli, off the fact that they were blitzing, or was that the play all the way?
Yeah, I mean, that was, we had to adjust a little bit just because they were coming out with an all-out blitz, and, you know, brought Evan back in protection just to give me a little bit more time. They're still going to have one more than we could block, but just to have enough to take a shot down the field. So I like their matchup, and, no safety in the middle. Just try to win one-on-one where, hey, our guy makes a play or you get a pass interference.
And you got both.
Yeah, so, yeah, you get both of them. So that's kind of, they're playing press right there. You'll give our shot, give our guy a shot to make a play.
And obviously you did at the end of the game, and they go on and win that game. You know, it was wild. When you guys score to take the lead, leave them some time, they got a good drive going and almost got it in the end zone. I mean, they got the ball deep. As a matter of fact, I was surprised he ran that one that took it inside from 12 to 5 seconds, but he did, and that took away one more chance in the end zone. But they came very close to scoring at the end of regulation.
They did. They put, you know, put together a good drive. Our defense did a good job keeping them out of the end zone and you know, take it to overtime, and then got us a stop the first, you know, they got the ball first in overtime and got us a stop, and, you know, we were able to put a good drive together. So we haven't been, you know, moving the ball all that well kind of the second half, but you know, we put a great drive together, made some big plays.
All right, this was this team was facing a lot of grief. They've been hearing it for the last couple of weeks, especially off the Niner game. Now they bounce back with a solid effort. Again, it was that kind of game with the conditions. We knew what kind of game it was going to be. That was obviously, I'm sure, a jubilant locker room after the game, huh?
Yeah, no doubt. Everybody was fired up, and you know, going against a good team, and to get an exciting game, kind of back and forth, and some ups and downs, and overtime win, and so everybody was fired up, and we knew we've had a rough stretch, and we've gotten games, you know, into the fourth quarter, and haven't been able to pull them off, and to finally finish a game, and know on a short week, it's good to have a little excitement, a little energy going into this short week.
Yeah, that makes it a lot. It makes it a lot easier to prepare to play Thanksgiving night if you win a game rather than lose a game, right? I mean, it's a tough week as it is. It's a tough preparation week for the, especially for the visitors. A very tough sure. week for you guys. And I know that you know your schedule is crazy today. That's why you're on so early. But just having to play that game in Washington on, and they lost a heartbreaking game. Sure. One they should have won. I mean, they were up 15 points and let the game slip away. They had a 3rd-and-1 to end the game. They didn't get that. I mean, they had a million chances to win the game and they didn't. So it was a very tough loss for them yesterday, but it's a quick turnaround for you guys to play Thursday night.
Yeah, definitely. It is a quick turnaround, but you know, I think it does help coming off a win. Everybody comes in today, you know, a little more pep in the step and excited to be here, excited, you know, be around their teammates, a little more energy, and so we got to carry that through the week, kind of keep that high going. Have a great week of preparation, and obviously it's a division opponent, so you know them a little bit, but we haven't played them this year, so you know, we got to give you know, great preparation and go in there with great energy and. You know, find a way to win.
I know you spoke after the game too, didn't you? You what did you tell your team after the game?
Yeah, just say, hey, enjoy these victories, enjoy this win, enjoy that feeling in the locker room, and remember what it feels like, because we got a short week, and remember all the hard work and what it took to get this win. We got to do it in 3 days and go play another game and see if we can get that same feeling.
What it does is, you know, I know people are gonna say, so what, they're 2-8, but what people don't realize, it takes a lot of pressure off everybody to get a W, doesn't it? It just makes life just preparing and going about everybody's business a lot easier, right?
Sure, yeah. Just, you know, just gets everybody excited and you know, knowing, hey, we can go win football games, and you know, that's our job. Each week, you know, no matter what your record is, you got to prepare and you got to, you know, to go win a game, and you know, that's what we're doing each and every week, and so it just you know, it keeps the mood, it keeps the spirit. High keeps everybody involved and from people turning on each other. You know, we've done a good job, you know, hanging in there and staying tough through tough times, and understand that you know, we gotta stay together, and we gotta rely on each other, and we gotta keep fighting through this.
Do you think this in any way? Do you consider this and the performance in any way a stand or a backing of the coach? I mean, and the coaching staff? I mean, which has been clearly under attack here. Do you guys take it as that from a player standpoint?
You know, I think we always have, you know, we've always had Coach Max back and all the coaches and faith and trust in them that they're doing a good job. And, yeah, we had to do our job better. And that's what it's about. This isn't about him. You know, we've gone through some tough times and, you know, we've got injuries and things haven't gone our way. But, you know, we've relied on our coaches and their expertise to put us in the right position to win. And, you know, we finally, you know, made it happen.
All right, how about this division right now? When you go see Washington comes off a brutal loss, Dallas got smothered, Eagles are, you know, now just running away in this division right now. What are you expecting from the Redskins off that crushing loss, considering where the Eagles are now in this division?
Well, how's the Eagles? The Eagles are playing well, and they're winning football games and doing it, scoring points offensively. Defense is playing well. So, you know, Washington, you know, they've played a lot of teams really close, and they've lost a couple, you know, tight games. Their offense is scoring. Kurt's playing well. So, you know, we gotta make sure we can match their offense and find ways to run the ball, convert on third downs, make some plays. We gotta get a little, you know, a few more bigger plays in the passing game, and you know, we expect their best though, and they're gonna be hungry to get a win after losing a tough one last week, and at home on Thanksgiving night, so it should be a great environment, and we're looking forward to it.
You know, the one thing that has been, I want to say at least a bit of a positive, is the running game in recent weeks. Since Fluker's gone into the guard position, with the remodeled offensive line, the running game has gotten a little more consistent in recent weeks. Now, you don't have a lot of targets. You don't have your main guys, and they're going to double-team your tight end now, which I understand, who's had a good year. But now the running game at least is showing a little bit of a consistency the last couple of weeks.
No, definitely. You know, we've been running the ball well, and so I think that's given us a chance and not putting so much stress on some of, you know, on some new offense linemen in the pass game and some, you know, new receivers in different spots. You know, it's not a games we're going to be throwing it, you know, 50 times, and so I think it helps you know, it helps the line fire off, you know, should help out our play action and different things. So I think we have been running it well, and we got to continue to do that.
Talking with Eli Manning off the Giants' overtime win yesterday, which was a tough blow for the Chiefs, who have now lost 4 out of 5, and they're actually back here. I don't know if Alex Smith wants to see that building again after yesterday in the win, but they're actually back here to play the Jets on the 3rd of December, so they have to make another trip to New York after they play Buffalo. So the Chiefs got their own problems right now. Eli, one of the things I'm doing here in these last couple of weeks before I leave the fan on the 15th of December is I'm bringing back a lot of the folks who had big moments and were big, the big stars and the big newsmakers of the last 30 years. The biggest game played in the whole 30 years is a game that you won the MVP for, because that's one of the great upsets in sports history. It was one. It's clearly, you know, if maybe the range of win was the moment for a team, but if there was a moment, one game, it was your win over the undefeated Pats. Let me take you back for a second, just as since you're here, and for a second, just reminisce with me about that game and your amazing fourth quarter that you had in that game. What do you remember most about that day or that game?
You know, I just remember the confidence we had going into that game, and we obviously knew they were a great team, and they played awesome all year, undefeated. But we played them the last game of the regular season. We moved the ball offensively. Had the lead for a little bit, and lost in the fourth quarter. So I think the defense, they learned a bunch in that game. Offense, we thought we could move it, and so we went in with great confidence. And I think it helped the first drive of the game, Super Bowl. Everybody's a little nervous. We went down, had a long drive.
Nine minutes.
We got the field goal. It's just I think that just calmed everybody down. Say, hey, we can still move it on these guys, and it helped out our defense. Getting them some rest, and eliminate the amount of possessions their offense got, and just all of a sudden the fourth quarter hit a couple big plays. Remember hitting Kevin Boss down the middle.
The Boss play was a big play.
Yeah,
people
big
forget
play.
That. Yes.
Yeah. So that kind of sparked a big.
You
drive.
Had a great fourth quarter. People don't realize. You scored 2 touchdowns in that fourth quarter. You had 152 yards passing on 9 of 14 and 2 touchdowns in that fourth quarter. That's a great fourth quarter.
Yeah, so that's what we needed to do. We needed to have a big one, and hadn't moved the ball much kind of that third quarter and stuff. So, hitting Boss was big, and then obviously, taking the lead right there, and then knowing we had a 2-minute drive there at the end to go win it, and just finally kind of waiting. They kept playing zone. They finally came out with an all-out blitz and had Plaxico 1-on-1, and we were just waiting for it all night. We finally got it and threw it up there to him, and the rest is history. So great, great feeling.
And how about the Tyree? The Tyree play's gotten so much attention. It's one of the great plays, if not is the play in Super Bowl history. The catch, as great as it is, the escape was just as remarkable. I mean, did you feel like they had you? I mean, at one point, did you feel like you were going to be down?
Yeah, no. I was in a bad situation. Didn't have anywhere to throw it away. I'm just stuck on it. It was 3rd and 5. They get sacked. It's going to be 4th and 10, 4th and 12, and so just kind of looking for anything to do, but our guys, offense line, did a great job, kind of kept blocking the guys. They just had my jersey, and I was able to just keep pumping my legs and got out, and saw Tyree, and gave him a chance, and what a great effort by him with Rodney Harrison hanging all over him and catching off the helmet. Unbelievable, just desire and making that play.
One of the great upsets, the 13-point underdog, they come and win that game against the previously unbeaten Patriots. An amazing game. Lead changes in the fourth quarter. The Giants driving as they did with down 14-10 from their own 17 with 2 minutes left. I mean, just a remarkable game, and Eli winning the MVP with that wonderful game and that wonderful fourth quarter. And then to come back and play him again a couple of years later, off a 9-7 season, an unlikely season, where you guys who had a lot of trouble that year, and then all of a sudden get it going in the postseason. Next thing you know, there you are against the Pats again, who you had ironically played in the regular season again that year.
Yeah, beat them in the regular season, and kind of had some up and downs that year. year, but all of a sudden, kind of towards the end of the year, our defenses started playing lights out, and they were getting sacks, getting to the quarterback. Offensively, we kind of got back healthy and started running the ball well, and offense line was playing good, and receivers kind of had our three receivers all playing at high levels, and we won a bunch of just fourth quarter comeback games. We had a lot of fourth quarter games, and we were just finding ways to win, and I think that was the mindset. Hey, just kind of like 07, wasn't always pretty, but we found ways to win games in the fourth quarter, and we kind of kept that style going, and defense was getting turnovers and playing great through the playoffs, and we're like I said, we started running the ball and making some big plays in the passing game, and Victor Cruz kind of came on the scene, and it was a fun year.
Now, in that game, everyone talks about the Manningham play, of course, but you're behind 17-9, and you're chipping away with the field goals. Were you frustrated that you were chipping away with the field goals? Did you feel like we can't be settling for these field goals, or did you feel like that was a good thing that you were chipping away?
Well, it was a little frustrating. We were getting down there, we were moving the ball, and then all of a sudden something would go bad. We get a sack or, had missed opportunities. So, it was a little frustrating, be behind and not be able to, get closer, and didn't want to, give Brady too much of a lead. But sure enough, we made some big plays, and defense got some stops, and were able to, get a 2-minute drive to go win the game.
Amazing. I mean, think about it, a couple of years apart against Tom Brady and the same Patriot team twice in a row, to almost have two games that almost mirrored each other in the fourth quarter. It's remarkable when you think about it,
No, very much, very similar games.
And, the two games that obviously, especially in a year when you're 2-8, it's nice to think about, right? I mean, to go back and think about those two games and those tremendous fourth quarters that you had in those games and that your team had in those games.
It was a wild to think about. It's a good run, and, it's great memories, great teammates, and you never forget those teams and those players you win a championship with.
All right, how about playing on Thanksgiving? Is Thanksgiving, even for guys who are on, you, Giants are on TV all the time. You guys are on national TV all the time. Is there still a little bit extra of playing on Thanksgiving? I mean, knowing that the whole world's watching, even the rest of the league's watching, does Thanksgiving have a different feel to it?
Yeah, I think it is exciting. Playing on Thanksgiving is such a great tradition, and we're excited. We're excited about this opportunity being on TV at night. It's going to be a special memory for us. And on that note, hey, Mike, I got to get to a meeting,
okay.
And so I got to run.
I appreciate it. Thanks very much,
man. Have a great, happy Thanksgiving.
Happy
to you.
Thanksgiving. Thanks for
all
coming
right.
on today. Appreciate
sure thing.
It. All right,
bye.
Eli Manning on again. His schedule was all changed today because of the because of Thanksgiving. So what we wanted to do is, and we're going to do that, bring some of these guys back. Last couple of weeks since I had Eli here, I figured I'd ask him a couple of questions. I knew he was probably up against the meeting because they're always up against the meeting on these short weeks. Think about it. The Giants, got to play Thursday night off that game. Off a loss, that game would have been virtually, really preparing for that game off another loss would have been impossible for the Giants. The win gives them a chance. It really does. And who comes off the terrible game? The Redskins, who lost a game that they had no chance to lose. I mean, if you go back and see how the Redskins lost this game, where they had so many opportunities to put the game away. I mean, they were down, they were up 15 points. They had the game over. They had a 3rd and 1 to put the game away. I mean, they had so many opportunities to put the game away and wound up losing the game to the Saints. So it was a terrible loss for the Redskins, and the Giants finally get a win. And I thought Kansas City really botched at the end of regulation their chance to win the game. I thought they were going to win the game. I thought they did a terrible job. And I think Alex Smith, was afraid of the wind. I really believe that. He was afraid. He had so much trouble with the wind all day, and his ball doesn't cut through the wind. And that's my point when we're talking about quarterbacks. Eli plays in that stuff a lot. That stuff changes everything. Eli could get the ball through the wind at least pretty well. Alex Smith couldn't get that ball through the wind at all yesterday. His ball would not get through that wind, and that's why I think he was afraid to go after it in the final seconds. Otherwise, they would have won that game. Back after this.
Millions of Americans are looking for effective ways to manage their weight, but finding the right support can feel confusing and time-consuming. Orderly Meds offers a convenient online experience that connects you with licensed medical providers to explore GLP-1 treatment options from home. The process is simple. Complete your information online, connect with a provider, and learn what options may be right for you. No waiting rooms, no complicated scheduling, just a modern, streamlined experience designed around convenience. Visit orderlymeds.com/podcasts to learn more today. That's orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Again, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. One more time, orderlymeds.com/podcasts. Compounded medications are not FDA approved. Results may vary. Consult a licensed healthcare provider to determine if treatment is appropriate for you. Restrictions apply.